sunshine lovely day. The sun was shining bright. A gentle breeze was blowing my way. Not a storm cloud in sight. Then suddenly, without warning, a storm surrounded my life. But even in the storm, I can feel the calm. And here's the reason why. 'Cause right
never been another man.
Come on now, friend. Obey the Lord.
With the power of my friend. By simply saying, peace be still.
That's right, come on. That's right, come on.
He can calm the strongest wind.
The Lord will help you this morning. He'll help you this morning.
That's why I never worry. Oh, when the storms come our way, hey, I know that He'll be here to drive away my fear, so I can smile and say
that I know the peace. I know Him by name. I know the peacemaker. He controls the wind and rain. And when He says peace be still, they have to obey.
I know the peacemaker.
I know Him by name. I know the peacemaker. He controls the wind and rain.
Amen.
And when He says peace,
He can.
They have to obey. Yes, I know Him by name.
Go ahead. Need help this morning.
If God picked up a sparrow that could no longer fly,
the Lord won't help you this morning.
He brushed off his wounds,
you know, the Lord won't help your marriage.
Then watched him soar into
the
sky.
God
will keep your heart.
You'll
let him. Creation.
Give it all.
On this side depend. For I am his child.
Come on.
And I'll place all my trust in Him.
I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never once has failed me. He is my strong tower, the strength in my weakest hour. I can trust Jesus. He takes care of me.
Listen now. I have prayed some prayers, thought they never were heard. Oh, but I held to God's hand and kept right on trusting in His Word. My plans and God's desires don't always agree, but I'll lean on His will, 'cause He always knows what's best for me.
I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never once has failed to meet my need. He is my strong tower, the strength in my weakest hour. I can trust Jesus. He takes care of me.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
You know, in this dark world that we live in, when times are hard and things are scary, it sure is wonderful to know that you can trust Jesus. My, my. What a blessing it is to know the Lord this morning. What a great thing it is to be a Christian. Just to be a Christian. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Let's take our Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 this morning. 2 Corinthians. I want to just give you a little thought. Boy, we've done had wonderful church here today. I'd like maybe y'all sing that song again. Maybe in a few minutes, Brother Jason. Because it goes so much with the message this morning. I want to preach this morning from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Just a thought. Felt like the Lord laid on my heart. I preached Wednesday night here. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Virginia. This morning here. Tonight here. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night in Denver, North Carolina. Wednesday night here. Thursday night and Friday night in Denver, North Carolina. And Saturday night in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and then back here Sunday morning, Sunday night. So I need the Lord to help me. I run into somebody last night. They said, "Where you been, Brother Danny?" I said, "Burning the roads up like always. I don't know if I'm getting anywhere, but I'm going." Amen. So I'm going. I don't know how much I get accomplished, but one thing for sure, I am going. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I'm glad of it. Glad I can. Glad I'm able. I thank the Lord for the opportunity. Last night I preached. There's a bunch of young people, and we did the message that we did at the youth rally. And boy, it got rough. There was two teenagers there that jumped up, girl jumped up and run out, because I got about a third of the way through the message and kicked her gods a little bit. And they got mad. And the boy, and she got mad and run out. The boy got mad and run out. And the pastor went out there, which I know what it was. It's demons, demon spirits drove them out. And no doubt about it, the devil didn't want them to hear what was being said. Pastor went out, and he talked to them for a while. And that boy said, he said, they ain't no devil. And the pastor said, they are too. He said, they ain't no devil. He said, we're the devil. And he said, well, you got that right. But he said, besides you being the devil, there is a devil. You are a devil. There is the devil. And it got wild around there last night, but wound up with a great service, and the altar was full. And that's what it is. Real preaching, real Bible preaching, it cuts coming both ways. It's a two-edged sword. It'll cut you in, cut you out. Some get mad, some get glad, some pout, some shout. But there will be a reaction. And so I hope that you'll be praying as we're doing the addiction message down in Spartanburg, South Carolina, Saturday night. This coming Saturday night. Please pray about that. They're passing out flyers. Then the following Friday night, we're doing it in Ruffin, North Carolina, at Brother Scott's church. And so please pray for these special services. If you've not got those addiction CDs, get you one today. Do we have some, Mr. T? Do we have any left? Might have a few left. They're free. If you'll take them and use them and pass them around, copy them. Everybody knows somebody that's addicted to drugs. So be sure and get those. Right here, just give me attention just a minute. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, look at verse 3. Every Christian needs this from time to time. And the Apostle Paul needed it, and the Corinthians needed it. Verse 3, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Yeah. The God of all comfort. Look at verse 4. Who comforteth us in all our tribulation. Why? That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. The God of all comfort. Every Christian comes to the point in their life where they need somebody or something to comfort them. When you go through the loss of a loved one, somebody dies in the family. I know my mom passed away a little over a year ago. I know mom went to heaven. There's no doubt in my mind. But it still hurts because you ain't never going to see them again down here. And it still hurts when you lose a loved one. I needed somebody to comfort me. When my dad, on Sunday morning, I preached the Sunday morning that he died and went to heaven. Dad been out coon hunting all night long. Come in 5 o'clock in the morning. He did that often. Worked all day, coon hunted all night. He come in, mom woke him up and said, Lawrence, you going to church? He said, you go on Sunday school and I'll be there preaching in a little bit. Never did make it. Dad went to heaven like that. And I needed comfort. And I got it. When my sister, who just turned 40, my oldest sister just turned 40, died with cancer. Watch me for a minute, please. When she died with cancer, just turned 40 years of age. I mean, she died on the 4th of July. And they told us, they called all the family in. And they said, y'all come on in because she's not going to make it. And they told me then, they said, Danny, she's got death rattles. I don't know if you know what they call the death rattles. When a person starts to breathe that way and rattling inside, you know that it's not going to be long till they come to the end. Man, we stood around there, and my daddy, I felt sorry for my mom, but daddy stood there, and He'd try to get her to eat a popsicle, and he'd put this popsicle in her mouth, and she couldn't tell. She didn't want nothing. They had her on morphine and everything else, and for the pain she was in. And I went and laid down and took a nap. 4th of July. That's how we spent our 4th of July that year. And I laid down and took a nap. And I've been laying there about 15 minutes and heard my mom screaming, running through the house. And boy, she was going, "Oh, God!" like that. And I woke up and I knew that my sister had died. And boy, I run in there. It's an awful feeling. Awful feeling. And you stand around there and you have to call them. They wait for a while before they get there. And Daddy just shaking his head like that. Like he couldn't believe it. He kept thinking she's going to get better. And we knew she wasn't, but he kept thinking that. And he just went out and got in his truck and went on, come on back down to the house in Nebo. And we come home and he's out, he's mowing the grass. And that was the only way that he could deal with the pain and hurt. And every one of us comes to time in our life when we need comfort. You know why young people are so wild a lot of times? Because they never had no trouble, a lot of them. When they have trouble for a while, it'll settle you down real quick and real soon. They've never had a lot of trouble. The older you get, the more you realize this world's not just a big playground that we're put here to have fun in. This stuff happens.
Yes, sir.
And there's more stuff going to happen. And there's no family, there's no individual that gets through life without some bad thing. That's just part of it. Job said, "Shall we not receive evil at the hand of God and not just good only?" There is no person that gets through life without bad things and hard times coming. Because we sin. I mean, sin caused a curse on the world. Now, when we go through hard times, we need a comforter. When you get that layoff slip, when you're not able to pay your bills. I had people call me recently. They said, "Preacher, they're going to cut our lights off at 5 o'clock this evening." I said, "Are you working?" They said, man said, "I'm working every day." He said, "I had my tire busted. Had to put a tire on the car. Couldn't get to work." He said, "They're cutting my lights out. I mean, what am I going to do?" He said, "My kids, our refrigerator ain't going to work." He said, I have stuff like that all the time. I have somebody call me and say, "Preacher, pray for me, please." Preacher friend of mine down in South Carolina not long ago. He was at the youth rally. He called me one morning. He said, "Danny," he said, "it's Gary." I said, "Hey, Brother Gary." He said, "I can tell by the tone of his voice." He said, "I need help." I said, "What in the world is wrong?" He said, Mel was his daughter, Melissa. He said, "Melissa, his daughter, she was about 30, I think. She's about 30 years old. Absolute apple of his eye. I mean, he worshiped the ground them girls walked on. Had two daughters. And she played the piano in his church. Been in church all her life." He said, "Brother Danny, Melissa got killed in a car wreck a while ago." I said, "You're kidding." He said, "No, she's on her way to church on Sunday morning." Says, ran off the road a little bit, overcorrected, went back this way, crossed the road and hit a tree. Took her out of this world. Brother Gary was crying. Ladies and gentlemen, that day can't never come for me. It might. I don't know. And it might come for you. And I'm not trying to say I'm negative this morning. Just stuff like that happens in life. And the longer we stay here, the more chance of something like that coming in your life and in my life will come. But I'm telling you this morning, there is somebody that you can turn to. There's somebody that'll help you. There's somebody that'll be there for you. The Bible said He's the God of all comfort. Money don't do it then. Popularity don't do it then. Look, it don't matter how good you look, how pretty you are. It don't matter what kind of house you live in. There'll come a time when nobody but God can be what you need. When nobody but God can help you through what you're going through. When nobody but God can be what you need in your life. I'm telling you, He's the God of all comfort. We talked to a lady at the motel where we all stayed preaching in Virginia this week. And a bunch of us was up there. There's about 20-something of us. And we had a great time and got to witness, and the kids got to play and everything. We witnessed to a lady the other day. Actually, Kelly and Miss Sue, I didn't talk to her more than I did, but I did talk to her. This lady was about,
I think 30, inner late 30s, would you say? Maybe something like that. And she was staying there in the motel. Someone struck up a conversation with her and tried to witness to her. She came over and started talking to us. Very, very nice, friendly lady. She said, I moved here from Florida. She lived down in Destin, Florida, right down below Fort Walton. I said, yeah, I know where that's at. I've been there. I preached there. And she said, we began a conversation because she liked the mountains. And we were talking about Florida and the mountains. And then I hit her. I said, what's wrong? What are you doing here? She said, my life is all to pieces. She said, you just don't know the trouble that I'm having in my life. She said, it's awful. She said, I'm having trouble. I said, well, what are you doing here? She said, I had to get away. Just come and got a motel room for one day just to clear her head. Whatever she's trying to do. And we began to talk to her. And I said, ma'am, have you ever been saved? And she said, yes, I have. I've been through divorce. And I've been through this. She'd been through the ringer. I've been through the ringer. She said, I was dating this man, and I thought me and him was going to make it, and we was in love, and he went back to his former wife, and he said they'd been married twice to each other, and got divorced twice, and then he went back to her the third time. I said, the man went back, he let him have what he deserved. I'm just kidding. I said, Lord, have mercy. I said, well, I'm happy. I hope things work out for him, and I'm happy for him and everything. But I said, hallelujah, the Lord can help you. The Lord can help you. And she said, I got a DUI the other day. She said, I got a DUI, and I wasn't even driving. I said, how can you get a DUI without driving? She said, I was just sitting in the car. And a cop come up and got me. And I've been drinking. And I said, you wasn't going nowhere. She said, if you're sitting in the car with the keys in the ignition, they can write you up. I said, I'm glad you told me that. I'll try to remember not to do that. And she said, I'll remember to take my keys out if I'm sitting there. I said, Lord have mercy. And she said, I spent the night in jail. She said, I went to jail all night long. She said, it's awful. She said, I was scared to death. I was miserable. I'll tell you, and I began to talk to her. I said, ma'am, you know, I don't know you. I've never seen her before and we'll never see her again. I might as well just let her have it. And I proceeded to preach her a little sermon. And I said, I'll tell you one thing. I know what you need. And the last thing on God's earth you need is a beer. The last thing you need is alcohol. I tell you what you need. You need help from the one who can help us all. Listen, if you've been through a divorce, or you're out, you're on your own and you're alone, there's somebody that can take care of you like nobody in this world. Even if you're in a marriage and you're lonely and you're hurting, there's somebody that can help you. And it ain't something you shoot up your arm, and it ain't something you take with a glass of wine, and it's not something. All that's going to do is make your problems worse. All that's going to do is drag it out longer. All that's going to do is make you more miserable. I'll tell you what you can do. If you can get this book down and get on your knees and stay there for a few hours and get to God. If you can just touch the hem of His garment. I'm going to tell you something, people. I've been through a few battles. I'm telling you. I've been through some battles, and I know what the answer is this morning. I've laid in the bed with my face in the pillow, crying before, and about that time, sweet peace from another world comes down over my soul and helps me more than $1,000 cash would be given to me. There's somebody that'll comfort you, but you got to be willing to come to Him. You got to be willing to get to Him. This man hit the altar here a minute ago. Y'all saw him, Bo here, who's battling cancer. Only 36, right? 36 years of age, battling cancer. He didn't know he's going to be facing that battle. He had no idea. A year ago, maybe? A year and a half ago, when I first met him. Where did I meet you? One of his weddings. Their wedding. I first met him. I mean, he had no idea. Had that thing come up in his leg. And now he's in a battle for his life. And brother, the doctors are doing what they can do. Now that song said, it was such a lovely day. The sun's shining bright. All the gentle breeze blowing my way. Amen. No storm clouds in sight. You ever seen a day like that?
Boy, you think, man, we're going swimming, it's a beautiful day. Boy, about the time you get out there, a big old dark cloud comes up, everything can change just like that.
Right.
Things can change. That's the way life is. People, I'm trying to tell you, get to God. Get to God. Get to God now. Get to the Lord. Some of you husbands and wives need to get to God. That's the answer, by the way.
Yep.
The answer. The answer is get to God. The answer, teenage boys, the answer is get to God. I had a teenage boy tell me not long ago. They said, man, I ain't here. And I said, where's your mom and daddy's? I don't even know where my daddy is. Don't ever see him. Don't ever talk to him. You need the Lord. The Lord will be a daddy to you. The Lord will be a mama to you. The Lord will be a friend to you. The Lord. And the Bible said, when my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. I'm telling you. I like the song that says, He abides. He abides. Hallelujah. He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm not going to preach for just another minute this morning. I'm not even going to be able to get to my outline. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. All the way through the Bible, there were stories like this. Mark chapter 4, a man with a withered hand. Man with a withered hand. And then here comes Jesus and touches that hand. Lazarus died. Here comes Jesus, raises from the dead. The man, the blind man, standing side road begging. Here comes Jesus. And you know that preacher up there in Virginia brought out a point this week that I'm going to pass it on to you. There's a story over there that said the disciples were out on this boat, and it said the Lord come walking up there and would have passed by them if they hadn't cried out to Him. Isn't that a thought? That's a thought. Listen, the Lord's here this morning, but He'll just pass right on by if you won't come to Him.
That's right.
He'll just pass right on by. He's not going to force you. He's a gentleman. He wants you to come to Him.
That's right.
I know this ain't much of a sermon this morning, but I'm pouring out my heart to y'all. You need help from the Lord. You don't need a new life. You need the life that He gives and wants to bless you with. I know what it's like to have rough times. I mean, God's been good to me in a lot of ways. I ain't had no trouble, but in some ways I have. I ain't had none compared to a lot of people. Sometimes I think, Lord, how could I have it so good?
Yes, sir.
I think that sometimes. But I know what some battles are. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Whatever you're going through right now, He's the answer.
Yep.
You say, well, Brother Danny, if this will just happen, if that... No, I'm telling you, the starting point is right here.
That's it.
The starting point is right here. It's not your husband. It's not your wife. It's not your job situation. The starting point is right there. You come up here and you say, all right, Lord, I'm giving myself to You. Fill me with Your Spirit. God, take charge of my life. That's the start right there.
Amen.
Of getting things straight in your life. He's the God of all comfort. Let's stand, bow our head. Y'all get that song for us, brother. Every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. Just this little simple thought. It's been different than I didn't even get to my outline this morning. But I wanted to tell somebody.